What about clothing? Were your clothes purchased at the store? Or were they homemade or?
Mostly purchased. My mother tried to sew, but it wasn't her thing, and she didn't like it. And once in a while, she managed to do something, but mostly they were purchased, but they were that was limited, of course. And I think that there were some older girls who passed on clothing. I don't remember much about clothes. I don't remember until I was a teenager, don't remember any particular clothing.
What about food?
My mother, as John said, was a very good cook. My mother, who was so well educated for that time and who loved reading, really invested most of herself into the household and to supporting my father. My mother adored my father, and she lived to make him happy and to be a part of his life. And she was a wonderful cook. Everybody in the family still wishes she were still around because for that reason, as many others, but it was traditional food. But she had a touch, and it was very good. Even though my parents both came from ethnic situations, that food didn't really carry into our mainstream American life, other than a few holiday kinds of things.
And what were holidays like?
Well, I think we were very traditional holiday celebrators, and pretty average in that respect, warm. My maternal grandmother, whose name is Martha, we all called Mati, and she was always there. She was always part of our family life, and always part of our celebrations, well into our adult life. And Christmas was always precious, but I think a pretty normal kinds of celebrations. Birthdays were recognized, not in any elaborate manner. It was asking mother to fix whatever you liked the best. Once in a while, in those days, I think it was pretty common. Children's birthday parties were very special, and not every year, but once in a while, there was a birthday party that involved other children. So I don't come from one of a family that had elaborate traditions, but they were important occasions.
Were you socially active? Did you belong to clubs? Did you go to dances?
Well, it depends on what you mean by social. I've always been a joiner and an organization person. So I have that's been part of my past forever. When I grew up from early teenage in Madison, I had a group of friends who are still quite close today. We were the goody-goody study girls. None of us had much of a social life that involved boys, but we were very close, and I still value, especially a couple of those people who are still in my life. I remember some crushes, and I had an occasional prom date. And when I was a senior in high school, I had a boyfriend who was involved in dramatics as I was at that time. I was very heavily into dramatics when I was in high school, as well as a lot of other things. But social life in that sense was very limited.
Did you work as a child?
Well, I worked, I babysat, and hated it. Once I was 16, I had a job every summer. Once it was somebody my parents knew who ran a retail store. Oh boy, I didn't do well. I survived that summer. One summer I was the the receptionist for a doctor whose regular receptionist was gone for the summer. I liked that. That was fun. Then once I was at the university, I worked summers at the university once. I was in the record room, and then I was a nurse's aide for a while.
Was your family religious? Did you go to a church?
My parents belonged to a Methodist church, and I was an active youth member. My parents were very traditional in the sense that they went to church, but it was not a major focus for them. I have had some of my later life when I've gotten interested in certain aspects of religion, which we can probably talk about later, but no, I wouldn't say that was central. We certainly were, they were good church-going people.
Did you travel much as a child? Did your family have any vacations?
We had several major trips, car trips. One to Washington, D.C., and I remember that. We went east and went several places. That was when I was a teenager. We spent, we didn't do a lot of traveling. Well, we didn't even have a car when I was for some of that time. But we also, my father was a school teacher. He was off in the summer, but he always had another job in the summer. When I heard John talk about the prisoners, my father worked for Green Giant Foods, where there were prisoners of war working, and he was monitoring them. Also, we spent some parts of summers for some time taking my youngest brother to Rochester, Minnesota to be evaluated because he had a back problem that was being carefully monitored. And so we saw some of Rochester, Minnesota. My grandmother always went along with that too, to take care of Dave and me.
Did you have any significant losses as a child?
No. I feel very fortunate. I think what John said is we have lost our parents, of course, but they lived long, full lives, pretty much. And other than when Mary died, John's sister, which was traumatic for everybody.
What is your philosophy of life, or what is it you'd like to have your family members know is your belief system?
I hope they know, because if they don't, it means that we didn't do it right. And let me preface that by saying I'm one of the last generation of women who really hasn't educated women, who hasn't had a career, but has lived about most of my life in volunteer kinds of arenas. If I were a younger woman, I wouldn't do it that way again. So I am not trying to glamorize that in any sense. But for reasons that worked for us, it did work for us. And it's given me, and partly because John has always been so supportive of the things that mattered to me, it's given me a lot of opportunities to be a part of things that I hope represent what I think is important. And it's especially working to better community, to make opportunity available to all people. I've especially been interested in education, especially public education, the needs of children, and women's issues. Those are things that have been primary for me and still are.